It's easy for those of us who are well-informed to look at the oblivious masses, as I call them, and say, they're completely uninformed, they're clueless, they don't have any idea what's coming, they're living in denial. But it's much more challenging for you and I and people in our position of high information. It's much more challenging for us to say, whoa, are we also living in sections of denial? Are we suffering from normalcy bias in terms of trying to anticipate what's coming? And I think for a lot of us, it's easy to get complacent when you're a partial prepper. You know what I mean? You've done some prepping. You have some food. You have some backup, emergency medicine, you know, comms, whatever. And you think, well, gosh, I'm ready to handle anything. When in reality, you're not. I mean, you're not spiritually ready. You're not mentally ready. Your skills probably aren't ready. And you're not ready for what the rest of the unprepared people are bound to do. You're not ready for that. I guarantee it. None of us are. Not even myself. Now, a quick plug for a free course we have starting this Saturday. It's called Personal Energy Prepping. And it's free to watch. Just go to Brighteon University, which is brightu.com. It's just the word bright and the letter U. Brightu.com. Sign up there. Watch it for free. It's with Francesco Garipoli, who's an expert in energy preparedness, mental health, being spiritually ready, having your state of consciousness ready for what's coming. Because it's not enough to have just, you know, Band-Aids and bullets and whatever, beans, the three B's of prepping. We're going to have to be prepared for the fact that other people, in that they're not ready, they're going to become, well, desperate. And you know, I'm a humanitarian. I'm compassionate. I protect life. I want to help as many people as I can. And in an emergency, in a crisis situation, I will do so. I will open up entire sections of, you know, my ample supply of food and medicine and whatever. I've actually prepped for this purpose, and I've been blessed with enough resources and protection from God and support from you to be able to do that. But that's my plan. But even then, I also know there's a limit. It doesn't cover everybody. It can't. Because the masses of unprepared people will be so much greater than the number that you and I could possibly prepare for, no matter how much we have in terms of resources. We can't help everyone. We're going to help those that we can, but when that runs out, then what do you do? That's the scenario that a lot of people are not prepared for. And you saw that mainstream media talking head hack. What was her name? Forgot her name. Was it ABC or CBS News? Talking about she's worried about a black swan event in 2024. It's interesting that it's finally coming out in mainstream media, this kind of talk. And you know, as I said yesterday, that was placed in her hands for her to say that. She was prompted to say that, no question about it. The CIA told her to say that. This is called conditioning. It's conditioning people to get ready for what's coming so that they accept the narratives that are pushed by the mainstream media. The mainstream media will then be able to say, we told you this was coming. And here's what you need to do. You know, report to the local FEMA camp. You know, turn in your firearms, right? All these things. Get vaccinated. All these things they want you to do, they will double and triple down on those things in the middle of a crisis. So you need to be prepared at a level that you possibly have not imagined. We're not talking about just preparing for a hurricane or a one-week ice storm or something like that, or the power grid goes down for 2 weeks. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the collapse of the power grid, or maybe the collapse of the banking system that goes down and stays down, and it's done. The dollar's done. We're talking about this class of events, you know, civilization-ending events that could bring down the population of the United States by 90%. That's an EMP attack aftermath statistic, by the way. A U.S. government report said, 90% within about, 12 to 18 months, something like that. But during that time, before all these people die, which, again, I don't want them to die. I want to help save lives. You know, I want to teach people skills and mindset so they can survive all this. But there will be in this scenario, there would be, you know, what, over 200 million dead or something in that scale, if those predictions are true. But during that time, during the first year, I mean, the rule of law will be gone. Actually, that'll be gone in 72 hours. All civility in society will be gone. Your local police and sheriffs will be just completely outgunned and overrun, probably. And you're going to have ultimately local community organizing, which may involve law enforcement. However many members of law enforcement are, you know, willing to be part of this, because this is going to be active duty, you know. This is like combat pay time here. And a lot of veterans, by the way. Maybe former cops, maybe active SWAT members, and so on. And a whole lot of citizens who could be retired cops, retired, you know, special forces, retired military, what have you. And I guess a fair amount of, I don't know, just preppers and hunters and what have you. Well, these people are going to have to get together, and they're going to have to make a decision that we're going to protect this community, wherever you happen to be. We're going to protect this community, and we're willing to use force to do that. Not offensively, but defensively. So that means you're going to have, you know, checkpoints on the roadways coming into town and going out of town. And you're going to have a lot of, like, rapid trials for people who have been caught trying to break into other people's homes and steal food and things like that. You know, the court system will be obliterated because it'll be overrun. You're going to have something close to rapid justice. Now, I'm not calling for vigilante justice, by the way. I think every person deserves due process. But that due process is going to have to get shortened in times of crisis. What do you do with looters? I mean, seriously, what do you do with looters? I know a lot of you listening would say you hang them. Well, I guess that's a decision that's going to be made community by community. But I would say, you know, as a humanitarian, you better make sure you got the right people, number one. You better make sure that you can prove they were looters, and you better make sure that that was their intention and not something else. I mean, maybe they were trying to break into a house to free a trapped pet or something, or to, I don't know, to free a kidnapped child. I mean, I'm just saying, don't leap to justice. Just be cautious about that whole concept, because things can go horribly wrong when people don't get due process. Anyway, we need to start thinking, all of us, about community-level preparedness. And who do you know locally? What resources do you have locally? What are you going to be able to do when, well, let me lay out this scenario, Black Swan event. False flag cyber attack on the power grid, followed by rapid activation of all of the occupying enemy forces that have crossed the border illegally and are currently positioned across the United States of America, waiting for orders, waiting for activation. And then suddenly they go active, they start attacking infrastructure, they start going door to door, trying to murder Americans, they start trying to shoot, I don't know, whoever, police, sheriffs, mayors, you know, senators, if they can find them. I mean, chaos reigns. What do you do in that scenario? And, you know, the answer is you need to have community defense. Because I believe that that day is coming. I think there's no question that the invasion of our open border has been intended to place military-age males across the United States of America in preparation for a purge order. And the purge order, and we're talking about millions of people, by the way, millions, which exceeds the size of the entire Russian army that has been at war with Ukraine. So millions of essentially active duty soldiers, foreign soldiers inside the United States, they're already in. You can't stop them. They receive orders to go out to this location, get this rifle, get this mortar, you know, put on this bulletproof vest, and then just start wreaking havoc. I mean, talk about Hamas on October 7th times, you know, 1,000. There will be an October 7th type of attack in every city in America, every suburb, every police station, you know, everywhere that you can imagine, all at once. That day, that's the day the banking system goes down. That's the day law enforcement cannot respond, even though they would try to, but, you know, just outnumbered. That's the day that you better be ready to, you know, partner up with local resources, people who know what they're doing. Again, a lot of ex-military, ex-law enforcement, or current law enforcement, you need to be able to talk with them. You need to be able to lend resources to them. Because, you know, like, your local sheriff doesn't have much ammo, by the way. Your local PD doesn't have much ammo. Your local police officers in most liberal cities, especially, they're not very good at using firearms because they don't get any training time. And so the police department just issues them handguns with 12-pound triggers, hoping they never pull them, you know, pretty much. Because every time they do pull them, it seems, at least in places like New York City, that they end up shooting civilians, you know? So don't be in those cities. But do be ready to network with local resources as necessary. And be ready yourself for everything that's coming down. A couple of resources to consider. If you do need body armor, just go to hoplitearmor.com. That's H-O-P-L-I-T-E, hoplitearmor.com. And if you use discount code RANGER, you get, I think, 10% off. I don't earn anything on that, but they did extend that discount code to my audience. Shieldarms.com. For high-end firearms, Glocks, and also folding AR pistols and rifles. Really nice patented design. Again, use discount code RANGER for 10% off, or I don't know, maybe it's 15%. I keep forgetting the percentages. And then for backup money, go to verifiedgoldbacks.com. And that's my affiliate site for Goldbacks. And you will really appreciate that because that's divisible, spendable gold. So just take advantage of that. Check out all the lab testing that we did for that. And you will be amazed at the value of what you get and the utility and the divisibility of that gold. You'll be absolutely amazed. So check it out. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. Take care. All right, back in stock at the Health Ranger store, we now have our certified organic lab tested milk powder, and also our coconut milk products. Again, both back in stock. I've got some on my desk. Can you show that? There we go. We've got milk powder in number 10 cans, which are really great for long-term storage. Also completely rodent-proof there. We also have milk, that is cow's milk, in the pouches. And then we have coconut milk powder as well for those of you who want that option. I use both of these. These are great long-term storable items, great barter items. They're both available at healthrangerstore.com. Along with hundreds of other products that we have there. Check this out. We also have our new organic super anthocyanins powder, which is great. I mean, this is a blend of 6 organic berry and vegetable powders. It's high in anthocyanins, which are the purple pigment molecules that have extraordinary properties for supporting your health. Also, of course, lab tested for glyphosate and heavy metals and more. And then if you go through the website, you'll see all these other products that we have. Freeze-dried beet juice powder, organic nascent atomic iodine that's in organic glycerin, by the way. It makes it more tasty for people. Here's our organic vanilla bean powder, like the real vanilla bean powder, not make-believe fantasy artificial vanilla flavors. And then we have this new Hydrate Elementals, which is organic coconut water with aquamin, which is a very popular mineral supplement, and this has great benefits. You can read about that and much more, collagen, peptides, and so on. All of this at healthrangerstore.com, where we do more in-house lab testing of our own products than any company in the world, any retailer, you know, any e-commerce company on the planet. We do more rigorous testing with our in-house lab, and that way we can bring you clean foods and supplements, things that we know to be clean. And almost everything certified organic as well. So check it all out, and thank you for your support at healthrangerstore.com. Take care.